again.
Lying here with you so close to me, it's hard to fight these feelings when it feels so hard to breathe. I'm caught up in this moment, I'm caught up in your smile.
I've never opened up to anyone, so hard to hold back when I'm holding you in my arms.
But we don't need to rush this, let's just take it slow.
Here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally. On your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm. And 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Countries will face at least 10% tariffs on goods into the U.S. President Trump announcing 70 countries will see levies on imports ranging from 15 to 40%. Those new hikes take effect in 7 days. Uncertainty over tariffs showing up in the latest job numbers. Here's ABC's Jim Ryan.
The Dow Jones estimate was for a meager 100,000 jobs to have been added last month. The Labor Department's actual number came in at only 73,000 and continues a cooling trend that began in May. The one upside is that the weakening employment picture may give the Federal Reserve new incentive to lower interest rates when the Board of Governors meets in September.
The Bureau of Prisons confirming to ABC News, Ghislaine Maxwell has been transferred from a minimum security federal prison in Florida to an all-women Texas prison camp. Maxwell is serving a 20-year sentence for sex trafficking in the Jeffrey Epstein case. On Wall Street, stocks are down sharply due to tariff concerns. This is ABC News. Pointed comments about the current occupant of the White House from former President Biden.
Speaking at a National Bar Association gala in Chicago Thursday night, former President Biden took aim at President Trump without mentioning his name.
Oh, get ready, folks. This is just starting.
The former president said he's proud to have appointed judges that do their best to uphold the Constitution, adding,
I wish I could say the same for the executive branch. He seems doing his best to dismantle the Constitution.
These were Biden's first public comments against Trump's White House since leaving office. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Another Ford recall for more than 300,000 vehicles due to a loss of power brake assist, which could increase the risk of a crash. The recall affects certain 2025 Lincoln Navigators, F-150 Expeditions, Broncos, and Ranger vehicles. The company says no injuries have been associated with the issue and the recall. I'm Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Progressive knows we all crave validation.
Girl, you are not 37.
I would have guessed 27.
You guys are too sweet.
Sure. Dewy skin.
Terrific. Is something wrong, Ned?
Why would you ask? Just because today marks my 10th anniversary without a car accident or even a speeding ticket? But somehow, tonight's all about your skincare.
Wow.
With Snapshot from Progressive, you can get a personalized rate based on how you drive. And that's all the validation you need. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California or from all agents. Surcharge possible for unsafe driving.
Back to school is on the brain. That means new notebooks, pencils, new everything. And while the kids are getting ready to get book smart, it's time for you to save smart with Straight Talk Wireless. Switch now and get a free Moto G 2025 with 5G when you activate select plans. Now that's a smart call. Get Straight Talk covered by Verizon's 5G network. Available at straighttalk.com and Walmart. Offer valid through 10/19/25. Taxes and fees apply. Purchase of Gold Unlimited plan or higher required for offer. Must activate the plan in-store at Walmart. Cannot be combined with other offers.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Areas of wildfire smoke still sticking around in spots, otherwise mostly sunny skies and highs a bit more mild, flirting with 80. Winds are barely moving, and overnight tonight, patchy fog is possible. And tomorrow, blue skies are expected with highs scraping the low 80s. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 69 degrees.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Raymond Neupert. A contentious town hall meeting for a Wisconsin congressman, Ted Allen has more.
First District Representative Brian Stiles gathering with constituents at Elkhorn High School Thursday night had Stiles facing shouts of disapproval and frequent interruptions, especially when the Republican congressman expressed support for the policies of President Donald Trump.
One of the biggest improvements that we have seen is the success in securing the U.S.-Mexico border.
Stiles called the event kind of disturbing. Last week, a dozen people carried a cardboard coffin in a mock procession to Stiles' home in Janesville. Stiles has won four straight elections in the district.
It's another hazy day across Wisconsin as air quality continues to be bad. The Department of Natural Resources says smoke continues to hang over most of Wisconsin. The air quality alert will continue to run through at least noon today. More news online at WRN.com. I'm Raymond Neupert. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
More than 6 million Americans are living with Alzheimer's disease, and two-thirds are women. Hi, I'm Cherie Sample Hughes, Chair for Women in Government. Alzheimer's disease progresses slowly over 10 to 20 years in stages. Recognizing symptoms early could help make a difference. A timely diagnosis may allow for more options, including access to emerging care. Speak with your doctor to see if testing is the right next step for you and your family. Find more information at womeningovernment.org.
Why do home sellers need the Prime Realty Advantage? I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Here's a big one. When you list your home with Prime Realty, we place your home on two multiple listing services, and that gets your home seen by thousands of potential buyers. Plus, our agents at Prime Realty are more than just a salesperson. We act on your behalf, providing advice, guidance, and the experience to sell your home. If you're thinking of selling your home, don't do it alone. Find out how Prime Realty of Durand can sell your home today. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by Numbers RS, your daily money managers, 3rd Avenue West Durand, SFB Security Financial Bank, Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls. Amplify Health by Gunderson Mondovi Clinic, affiliated with Tri-County Community Hospital, 24/7, and West Wisconsin Telecom. And Prime Realty of Durant, the area's number one home seller. Visit their websites at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com. The city of Mondovi is seeking a new member for the Library Board of Trustees. Those interested in joining the board are asked to submit a letter of application to City Hall by September 1st. Questions can also be answered at City Hall. Two animal rights groups are now asking the Buffalo County District Attorney's Office to file criminal animal abuse charges against Pure Prairie Poultry in connection with the abandonment of hundreds of thousands of chickens last fall. Animal Partisan and Humane Farming Association are claiming that Pure Prairie Poultry's actions last fall violated state law prohibiting the abandonment of animals and the requirement of animal owners to provide adequate food and water. Last fall, the company suddenly declared bankruptcy and abandoned the chickens on farms with no food. The Wisconsin Department of Corrections is putting out the word for their search for a Vernon County man. 41-year-old Fred Kelly Jr. is now wanted in connection with a probation or parole violation. No other details were made available. Anyone with information about Kelly's whereabouts is asked to contact police. The deadline to apply for upriver lake sturgeon spearing season is today. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says tags will be required for anyone hoping to spear for sturgeon due to the higher harvest rates in the Upper Lakes program. Spearing tags will be chosen through a drawing, allowing 500 individuals to spear sturgeon. Now, those selected will be notified in October. The season will start in February of next year. The Wabasha County Fair is continuing today in Wabasha. Big entertainment tonight in the grandstand will be the Great Frontier Bull Riding. That will begin at 7 o'clock in the grandstand tonight. Tickets are $20 for adults, kids from 3 to 10, $15 the gates for that. Open up at 5 o'clock. You're listening to WRDN News.
Have you ever worried about what would happen if you or a loved one needed help but couldn't reach a phone? Help is just a push button away with 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom's medical alert systems. Installed by professionals, you're guaranteed to stay connected 24/7. New technologies follow seniors' activity and don't even require you to be wearing a device. You can be confident your family is safe with fast response times and a variety of sensors. Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Visit wwt.net/medical or call 231-2000.
Hey, how was your day?
Great. Don't forget, Sam's practice starts an hour early.
I'm going right now.
Sam, are you ready? Coming.
I have that meeting at school. I'll see you later.
Life is busy. Your healthcare should keep up. At Amplify Health in Mondovi, we get it. Our primary care is built around what you need when you need it, with same-day, in-person, or video appointments available. Because sometimes feeling seen and understood means actually being seen. A little empathy changes everything.
A Pepin County business has received a state meat processor grant. Good News Farm LLC received the grant from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture to purchase equipment to become an official poultry harvest establishment. The grant program's goal is to expand meat processing in Wisconsin with a maximum grant of $50,000 allowed to each project. Grant recipients are also required to provide a 100% match of the grant amount. A new face is joining the ranks of the Chippewa County Sheriff's Department. The department reports that K-9 Vader is now on the job. Vader has undergone weeks of training and is now patrolling the streets with their deputy handler. Kenny Chesney, Winona Judd, and Steve Earle are being added to the star-studded Farm Aid 40 lineup. This will be Chesney's fourth appearance at this year's annual Music and Food Festival. The event will take place in Minneapolis on September 20th. Tickets for Farm Aid's 40th Anniversary Music and Food Festival are now available to purchase at farmaid40.org. Eligible hunters can now sign up for the Fall Gun Deer Hunt for hunters with disabilities. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says thousands of acres of land are available for this year's hunt, October 4th through the 12th. The special hunt offers hunters with disabilities the opportunity to hunt deer at a time and place accessible to them. Some properties can accommodate more hunters than others, so the DNR advises hunters to reach out as early as possible to find out about availability. More information on the special deer gun hunt can be found at the Wisconsin DNR website. The Buffalo County Fair is continuing today, and tonight at the fair will be the meat animal auction. That will start at 7 o'clock tonight in the show arena at the Buffalo County Fair. Also on the main track tonight will be the Tri-State Truck and Tractor Pull again, starting at 7 o'clock. The Buffalo County Fair continues through Sunday in Mondovi. You're listening to WRDN News.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
A Washington County woman has been crowned Mrs. USA 2025. Jackson Salon owner Sarah Dornbrook won the title over the weekend at its pageant in Omaha, Nebraska. The 40-year-old says after her Infant and Grace Salon was destroyed in a fire, she reopened at a new location in June. Dornbrook was then persuaded by friends to re-enter the pageant world following previous unsuccessful tries to earn a title. The new Mrs. USA is using her platform to raise awareness of the genetic condition polycystic kidney disease, which affects her husband. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Hey, it's Mike Rohn. If I have a choice, I like to do business with companies that actually stand for something. That's why I switch from Verizon to Pure Talk. No offense to Verizon, I'm sure they stand for something. I just don't know what it is. Pure Talk, on the other hand, is a veteran-owned company that supports our military in a big way, and I appreciate that. Yeah, I also appreciate unlimited talk and text and plenty of data for half the cost of the big guys, and I do like being on America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month. But what I really appreciate is no contract, no cancellation fees, and Pure Talk's commitment to handle all their customer service in this country. I saw it for myself. I went to Georgia, I got a tour of their headquarters, I met their CEO, and I talked to the same customer service folks that you'll talk to when you dial #250 and say keyword micro. Switch today and save 50% off your first month when you dial #250 and say keyword micro. Pure Talk. A wireless company that actually stands for something.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Areas of wildfire smoke still sticking around in spots, otherwise mostly sunny skies and highs a bit more mild, flirting with 80. Winds are barely moving, and overnight tonight, patchy fog is possible. And tomorrow, blue skies are expected with highs scraping the low 80s. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 69 degrees.
Some tinkering for the drive for the Local 9. Good afternoon. I'm Doug Russell with sports. The Brewers may have been off on Thursday, but that doesn't mean the front office took the day off, too. GM Matt Arnold swinging a pair of deadline deals. Milwaukee getting outfielder Brandon Lockridge from the Padres in exchange for left-hander Nestor Cortez, a minor leaguer in cash. Lockridge is split this season between San Diego and AAA El Paso. Milwaukee also getting some pitching help in a deal with Arizona. They trade cash or a player to be named later for right-hander Shelby Miller, who's pitched for nine other teams in his 13 major major league seasons. One other Brewers note, it appears a stint on the injured list is going to happen for outfielder Jackson Chourio. Chourio injured his leg earlier this week, legging out a triple against the Cubs. The NFL preseason kicked off last night at the Hall of Fame game. Not much of a game. The Chargers clobber the Lions in Canton 34-7. The Hall of Fame induction ceremony is Saturday. Former Packers wide receiver Sterling Sharp is one of the inductees, along with Jared Allen, Eric Allen, and Antonio Gates. Doug Russell, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Pro Savings Days are back at Lowe's. Right now, get a four-piece GE kitchen suite for under $2,000. Plus, get a free DeWalt 20-volt Max XR 8-amp-hour battery when you buy a select DeWalt tool. Save big with deals that work as hard as you do. Shop Pro Savings Days in-store or online today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 8-1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
Cup teams get ready for year two in Iowa. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass. All the car parts you need at prices you'll love, guaranteed to fit every time. eBay, things people love.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Now this is how you end a summer. Under the lights, surrounded by history. The driver's last shot at the playoffs. Your last chance to see regular season action. Friday night, Xfinity lights the fuse. Saturday night, the Cup Series delivers the fireworks. This is Daytona. This is everything. NASCAR weekend at Daytona International Speedway, August 22nd and 23rd. Get your tickets now at DaytonaInternationalSpeedway.com.
37 NASCAR Cup Series teams are checking into the Iowa Speedway today for this Sunday's Iowa Corn 350. Practice and qualifying is set for 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time tomorrow. Tyler Reddick, who is still in search of his first win of the season, says it's a tricky track to get a handle on due to the newer pavement in the corners compared to the older surface on the straightaways.
You're accelerating and slowing down on the old surface, and it does not have a lot of grip, and you kind of have to rifle it off in there into the corner and hope you get to the fresh asphalt every time. So it's pretty fun and exhilarating, honestly.
I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Dunn Energy is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
The future of our nation's poultry industry. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. A new initiative from the USDA is teaching them about good biosecurity practices as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Interact with Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming. check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts.
There is a growing number of small poultry flocks across the country, and now is a perfect time for kids just starting out with a flock to learn about protecting the health of their birds through good biosecurity. The USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service is spreading the word by launching a program called Youth Flock Defender. Its purpose is to educate young poultry owners on how to prevent the spread of infectious diseases such as avian influenza and help them develop and implement their own biosecurity plans. Dr. Julie Gauthier works in the department's veterinary services as the assistant director for poultry health. She says they're providing materials for the kids and their leaders and teachers.
Teams of young people will be the videos and newsletters. We've got checklists that could be posted near the coop, so it's always handy to refer to. We've got our annual calendar that's really popular, and people can submit pictures of themselves and their birds in their flock, showing us their biosecurity practices or just showing off their birds.
She says the outreach effort is for all ages, but right now their materials are targeting middle school and high school kids.
Items that could be used, like our animated graphics that could be posted to social media and shared. So right now the materials are really designed for the older audience, but pretty soon we expect to have materials that would be for a younger audience, and that would include coloring pages and word searches and other materials that younger kids would enjoy.
Adults, if you raise or work with poultry, be a good example and follow good biosecurity practices all the time. Learn more about the Youth Flock Defender program at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Lanny went to college and racked up huge debt.
A little bit over $100,000.
For a degree he couldn't use? Now what?
I had a friend that went to my computer career.
They even helped him get hired immediately after graduation.
One of the things I love about IT is that you can work from anywhere you want.
You could become an IT pro in just months, including cybersecurity and the basics of AI, with zero experience at mycomputercareer.edu.
For me, and I know it can work for you.
This is one student's experience. Individual results vary.
You gotta dip your chicken strips. Hey, this is Keani.
And this is Tabitha.
And a little thing we love about Chick-fil-A chicken strips
is all the different sauces we can dip them in. I like to line up all my favorite sauces so that in every bite, I have a different flavor. Then with the tenderness of the chicken, the juiciness of it, it's all there.
And for me, I like to mix my sauces so I get a little tang and I get a little sweetness all in one bite.
That's what makes it for me. Like, that's what does it for me.
That's what I'm saying.
It's the summer of Chick-fil-A chicken strips and sauces. Order now on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
Mixed action in the markets as we head toward the weekend. You're listening to the American Ag Network. I'm Jesse Allen with this market update. And joining us now for market analysis, Arlen Suderman, Chief Commodities Economist at Stone X. Arlen, as we kick off the month of August, but look to close out the week here on Friday, let's start with the grains and oil seeds. Fairly quiet trade through midday, but I know it's been an interesting week there with weather and good crop conditions weighing on things. Of course, we got all the trade and tariff headlines that we're tracking. What are you paying attention to the most in the grain trade here as we work towards the weekend?
Well, I think a lot of it has to do with the turn of the month. We're now in the month of August when things get real as far as yield potential. We did see soybeans bounce a little bit because they had fallen so far. And so we're seeing some of that book squaring going on around the turn of the calendar, some new money coming in. There's still some optimism there regarding domestic demand. There's apprehension due to a lack of Chinese involvement in our export market. But optimism on the domestic front. And so funds are reluctant at this point to get overly short the soybean market with so much August weather ahead of us and potential on the demand side. Corn and wheat, on the other hand, under pressure once again. The crop bushels look big. The new crop bushels look big for both corn and wheat. And overall, there's a bearishness there with the funds continuing to punish these markets with nothing to prove them wrong at this point overall. So general weakness with rallies being sold so far.
How about the livestock sector? I know we had a lot of volatility in cattle futures Thursday. Some have said it was tariff worries. Others said it was end of the month profit taking. Here we are, a little bit of green on Friday. What do you make of this cattle trade as we close out the week?
If you look at the performance of the cattle market in the month of July, impressive and understates what we saw happen. So as you get to the end of the month, naturally there's going to be some profit taking. There's going to be a pullback, particularly with the tariff announcements that were expected and did come today. And that's what we got. We're actually seeing some stability come back to those markets now after that end of the month profit taking. The cash markets continue to be strong despite very compressed packer margins. And so the cash markets this week, again, several dollars higher on the week and dragging the board reluctantly higher.
All right. Once again, Arlen Suderman with StoneX joining us for Midday Commentary. The Dow Jones down 542 points. This is the American Ag Network. I'm Jesse Allen reporting.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. Farmers avoid a rise in taxes later this year. We'll explain coming up.
You are invited to Clinton Farms in Bear Creek, August 5th through the 7th for this year's Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, celebrating generations of progress with a chance to explore cutting-edge equipment and innovative technology, taking a glimpse into the next generation of agriculture. There are scheduled dairy tours, field demonstrations, hundreds of industry booths, and great family entertainment. Be there August 5th through the 7th. Bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information, visit wifarmtechdays.org.
Farmers can expect some continuity and a few key benefits when it comes to their federal income taxes this year. One of the most notable updates is that income tax brackets and standard deductions will stay largely the same, thanks to the budget extension passed by Congress, explains University of Wisconsin Extension Farm Management Specialist Kelly Wolfert. The rates, originally adjusted in 2018, were set to sunset in 2026. Without the extension, taxpayers would have seen standard deductions drop and tax brackets shift upward. While that change impacts all taxpayers, several provisions in the federal budget are relevant for farmers, Wolfert says.
The bill brought back the deduction for qualified business income that was set to phase out. They brought back the special depreciation allowance for some qualified production property and the full expensing of certain property. You might be thinking of that as bonus depreciation. So bonus depreciation, which allows our farmers to expense certain purchases all in year one versus spreading it out. That has been getting phased out over the last few years and was set to totally go away. But again, this bill brought that back.
In addition, Congress extended the Clean Fuel Production Credit, or 45Z tax credit, through 2030.
Those fuels under the new law have to be produced from feedstocks, or those commodities that are produced in the United States, Canada, or Mexico. And so, of course, for ethanol production, biofuel production, we're going to be looking at hopefully some increased demand for our farmers who are growing those commodities. Again, simply because we have these fuel producers being incentivized to also continue to produce based on the extension of that credit.
Although the credit goes to fuel producers rather than farmers directly, it could still benefit agriculture. That's because qualifying fuels must come from feedstocks grown in the U.S., Canada, or Mexico, potentially boosting demand for commodities such as corn and soybeans. However, Wolfert cautions farmers to read any certifications carefully before signing.
They might be asked to sign certifications or comply with certain audits or inspections around their farming practices so that that fuel production facility can comply. We always just want to keep in mind that if we're signing a contract, a certification, you want to know that you're liable if anything is incorrect. And so you want to make sure you're reading everything before you sign it and know what is it that you're saying is true and how or when any regulators might be entering your farm to check compliance. Just make sure to read anything before you're signing it, especially as we're still figuring some of these programs out.
That's today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. The Food and Agriculture Climate Alliance published a new report entitled Nurturing Healthy Soils for Healthy Communities. The report recommends the Make America Healthy Again Commission support policies that reward stewardship and invest in innovation as part of a national strategy to create lasting healthy outcomes for all communities, rural and urban alike. The report focuses on three key pillars to help agriculture producers and forest owners keep the soil healthy and the air and water clean: advancing voluntary conservation, supporting sustainable forest management and restoration, and driving agricultural innovation. FACA co-chair Dwayne Simpson, president and CEO of the National Council of Farmer Cooperatives, is happy to see the release of the Healthy Soils Report. FACA co-chair Rob LaRue, president of the National Farmers Union, said, "Through collaboration, we can strengthen policies that reward stewardship and invest in innovation. By providing the right tools, we can ensure that farmers lead the way." President Trump announced another series of recent trade deals, this time with the Republic of South Korea. He says the deal amounts to an investment of $350 billion in U.S. goods, which includes agricultural products. South Korea will also purchase an additional $100 billion in liquefied natural gas and other energy products. The president says U.S. goods will be traded with South Korea at zero tariff rate, while South Korea will pay a 15% tariff on U.S. goods. South Korea is one of our longest established trading partners, so the council is happy to see the administration show a commitment to building on these years of mutual respect and trade with the negotiation of the newest trade deal, said U.S. Grains Council CEO Ryan LeGrand. Korea was our fifth largest trading partner in grains in all forms, with sales totaling $4 billion in the 23-24 marketing year. Cover crops provide seasonal living cover in between a farmer's primary commodity crops and are often planted in the fall to provide winter cover for soil that might otherwise be bare. During the last decade, the use of fall cover crops has grown for the major cash crops like corn, soybeans, and cotton. Farmer response to the Agriculture Resource Management Survey shows that in the fall preceding the survey year, producers planted cover crops on 8% of all corn for grain acres planted in 2021, 11% of all soybean acres planted in 2023, and 19% of all cotton acres planted in 2019. Cover crop adoption was also relatively high in cotton fields, where cover crops help prevent erosion and increase soil moisture and organic matter. Producers can use cover crops to comply with regulations on applying manure to their acres, to address soil health or erosion concerns, or as grazed or harvested forage. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins says the Forest Service will invest $106 million to support state and landowner efforts to conserve private working forest land across the country. Funded through the Forest Legacy Program, the projects will protect forests vital to the economic and social fabric of local communities, ensuring that they remain productive working forests for Americans and tourists to use and enjoy. Union workers at Austin-based Hormel Foods have filed a class action lawsuit against their employer. Plant employees claim they did not receive earned sick and safe time benefits for the first 14 months of the legislation once it started in 2024. Union attorney Tim Lloris says workers were told that if they were sick, they could use pre-existing vacation days to take time off. After union talks in March, the policy changed. Lloris added that since the negotiations, employees were not compensated for the ESST that they had already accrued under the law. The Energy Information Administration says U.S. ethanol output rose to its highest level in 6 weeks, and inventories jumped in the 7 days ending on July 25th. Total production surged to an average of 1.096 million barrels a day, up from 1.078 million a week earlier. The agency says that's the highest level since June 13th. In the Midwest, which produces the most ethanol, output averaged 1.04 million barrels a day, up from 1.026 million the week before. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
You are invited to Clinton Farms in Bear Creek, August 5th through the 7th for this year's Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, celebrating generations of progress with a chance to explore cutting-edge equipment and innovative technology, taking a glimpse into the next generation of agriculture. There are scheduled dairy tours, field demonstrations, hundreds of industry booths, and great family entertainment. Be there August 5th through the 7th. Bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information, visit wifarmtechdays.org.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away, so come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Light winds will once again be the rule today in our ag weather forecast, and the dry weather will also continue, but we'll still continue to have areas of smoke as well. Looks like the quiet weather continues through the weekend. Mostly sunny throughout the day today with areas of smoke, high 74 to 79, relative humidities at 39 to 44%. We'll have a light wind. We'll see about 10 hours of sunshine. Tonight, clear with areas of smoke, lows 51 to 56. Relative humidities at 90 to 95% and a light wind. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with areas of smoke, high 75 to 80. Relative humidities at 43 to 48%. Light winds becoming south at 5 to 7. We'll see about 13 hours of sunshine. For Sunday, mostly sunny, highs 75 to 80. Monday, partly sunny, highs 80 to 85. Tuesday, continued partly sunny, highs 80 to 85. Wednesday, partly sunny, a chance of a shower or storm, warmer, highs 85 to 90. And for next Thursday, partly sunny, a slight chance of a shower or storm, highs once again, 85 to 90.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Got a little spoon, a little bitty house and a little bitty yard, a little bitty dog and a little bitty car. But it's all right to be a little bitty, a little hometown or a big old city. Might as well share, might as well smile. Life goes on for a little bitty while. Little bitty baby in a little bitty gown, it'll grow up in a little bitty town. Big yellow bus and little bitty books, it all started with a little bitty look. But it's all right to be a little bitty, a little hometown or a big old city. Might as well share, might as well smile. Life goes on for a little bitty while. You got a job and a little bitty check, a six-pack of beer and a television set. Little bitty world goes around and around, little bit of silence and a little bit of sound. A good old boy and a pretty little girl start all over in a little bitty world. Little bitty plan and a little bitty dream, it's all part of a little bitty scheme. It's all right to be a little bitty, a little hometown or a big old city. Might as well share, might as well smile. Life goes on for a little
all it takes to please her is a touch of your hand. And other times you gotta take it slow.
Country favorites back to back to back. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Some days it's tough just getting up, throwing on these boots and making that climb. Some days I'd rather be an old show lay low before I go out of my mind. But when she says, baby, oh, no matter what comes, ain't going nowhere, she runs her fingers through my hair and saves me. Yeah, that look in her eyes got me coming alive and driving me a good kind of crazy. When she says, baby, oh, come home fighting mad, feel like running my fist through the wall. Is it even worth what I'm fighting for anymore? Feeling torn, all the hell with it all. But when she says, baby, baby, oh, no matter what comes, ain't going nowhere, she runs her fingers through my hair and saves me. Every bit of mine is gone. Something I can believe in, a best friend, a heaven sent love to lean on. But when she says, baby,
says they'll never make it. love says they will.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
I've always been a rolling stone with a reckless streak. Yeah, the grass never gets too grown underneath my feet. City lights, southern stars, no such thing's gone too far. I'm running wide open. I was born with my feet in motion. Since I met you, I swear I could be happy anywhere. Any map, dot, location, you're always my destination. You're the only thing that I'm chained to. I could be happy. And my mind is faded. The blue sky over Telluride next to you's kinda overrated. The winding road, let it twist. My home's wherever your heart is. I'm running wide open. I was born with my feet in motion. But since I met you, I swear I could be happy anywhere. Any map, dot, location, you're always my destination. You're the only thing that I'm chained to. I could be happy anywhere. I could be happy anywhere with you. So girl, I hope you know, wherever you go, I go, I know. Burn me down.
Your lips hold a wild desire and give a kiss like the devil's fire. Your kind of love could burn. Me, turn me on and burn me down. Your touch brings me to my knees. You got me begging, please, please, please. Take my heart and melt it down. Touch me, turn me on and burn me down. Your wild love I can't tame. Your kisses burn like flames. I go crazy when you're around. So touch me, turn me on, and burn me down. I'm
turn me on and burn me down. Your wild love, I can't tame. Your kisses burn like flames. I go crazy when you're around. So touch me, turn me on, and burn me down.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A weaker than expected jobs report shows 73,000 hires added in July. Analysts were expecting